Meteorologist Joe Lundberg. Joe, good morning.
Good morning.
24 hours ago, we discussed the possibility of severe weather. It really hammered, especially just to the west of the city for the most part, but heavy rains too. Do you have any idea how much rain the region got?
Let's see here. I can total up the numbers for the Pitt Airport. It was like, well, it was like 0.72 was the grand total there. I'm sure that there were some reports that were probably even higher than that. It looked like Allegheny County Airport, 5/800 of an inch of rain. So anywhere from a half an inch to, I think, an inch of rain. I'm sure that there were, you know, some places in between those reports that had locally higher amounts.
I was checking out the wind speeds on the Weather Service website for both the county airport at Pittsburgh and Pittsburgh International, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
And the wind gusts were no higher than the 20s, but we know for a fact that that can't be the case where we had the tornado activity.
No, I mean, in fact, I see the one report there just shy of 8 o'clock last night at Pitt International Airport of a wind gust of 34 knots, which basically that's tropical storm force, 38 knots just after 8 o'clock at La Trobe. So it gives you an idea of the intensity. That's just at the airport. So I'm sure that in between those reporting sites, there probably were some wind gusts 45 to 50 miles per hour. And then, of course, there was the potential tornado. I'm sure the NWS will send out a survey team here this morning and look at that area, you know, south of the city from Level Green over toward Delmont and New Alexandria. That seems to be the area that was most impacted. And it looks like from the damage that it may very well have been a tornado signature on radar, but they'll go out and send that survey team to either confirm that or just say it was straight line wind damage or whatever.
And I see the line of showers is already out to Philadelphia now, so that's no longer an issue for today. In fact, it's going to be a really nice day after some of this fog burns off.
Yeah, low clouds and fog now. That's just kind of residuals from all that rain and the fact that it tried to clear, then all of a sudden the low clouds filled in. But they'll go away. Nice day, 79. We get up to 87 tomorrow, but it should be fairly sunny. And then the next system approaches on Saturday. The humidity comes up, and there's going to be some showers and a heavier thunderstorm. And there's more severe weather, I think, in the forecast for probably later Saturday and early Saturday night. So I think that that's the time frame that we're circling for the next round of potential severe weather.
And that's what I was going to ask, when on Saturday. Thank you, Joe.
Yeah, you got it.
There you go. Mid to late afternoon or early evening, I think, seems to be the most likely time frame.
Appreciate the update. Thanks, Joe.
You're quite welcome. Take care.